Mindfulness Therapies for Anxiety, Guide to a Healthy Balance in Your Life, by Matthew Wilson, read for you by Tara Sands. Disclaimer Notice. Please note, the information contained within this document is for educational and entertainment purposes only. All effort has been executed to present accurate, up-to-date, reliable, complete information. No warranties of any kind are declared or implied. Listeners acknowledge that the author is not engaged in the rendering of legal, financial, medical, or professional advice. The content within this book has been derived from various sources. Please consult a licensed professional before attempting any techniques outlined in this book. By listening to this document, the listener agrees that under no circumstances is the author responsible for any losses, direct or indirect, that are incurred as a result of the use of the information contained within this document, including, but not limited to, errors, omissions, or inaccuracies. Trigger warning. This manuscript contains sensitive mental health information. We cover a variety of anxiety disorders, as well as some real-life situations, which may be distressing for some listeners. Introduction. Anxiety is like a toddler. It never stops talking, tells you you're wrong about everything, and wakes you up at 3 a.m. Anonymous. There I was, lying in bed at 7 a.m. and unable to get up. My thoughts have been keeping me awake since 4 a.m., but I stay in bed. This is where I feel safe, even though I know I won't achieve anything by staying here. I must get up and get ready for work, but my brain just doesn't want to. I'm scared of the day that lies ahead, because I don't know whether I will make it back alive. I'm afraid of the unknown. What if I get into an accident today, or lose my cell phone on my commute? What if the train unhinges from the tracks and crashes, and I never get to see my family again? I know that these thoughts are so bizarre, and the chances of these things happening are very slim, but they still trouble my mind. I can't get rid of them, no matter how hard I try. In the past, I've tried playing the probability game, i.e., the probability of me being hit by a car today is 0.5%. It doesn't matter how low the probability is. The fact that it's still a possibility is enough for me to avoid it at all costs. Not all days are like this. Sometimes I can get up immediately, take a shower, and make it to work without any hiccups. Today is not a day like that. Today I want to stay in bed and wait for it to get better. The anxiety I experience takes different forms and affects all areas, social, physical, mental, and emotional. The above example is just one of them. I have been experiencing anxiety for most of my life without even realizing it. My parents were never big on getting help because they didn't want to admit that anything was wrong with me. These were merely silly thoughts to them and would resolve themselves in no time. It never did. In fact, it got worse as I got older. Our minds are hardwired to expect the worst and go into survival mode. It automatically triggers the negative so that our body knows how to respond and keep us safe, whether it's physically, emotionally, or socially. While this is a great and essential survival instinct in general, for some people, it goes into overdrive and causes crippling anxiety that they have to deal with daily. Severe anxiety can have a very negative effect on your health and can make it difficult to perform daily functions, like getting ready for work or school. As it stands, anxiety is one of the leading mental health concerns.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?